Here's Hollywood on a silver platter. An invitation to you to hear Jack Wagner with interviews and great new albums too. So stay a while for the songs and chatter designed especially to say, here's Hollywood on a silver platter. Let's get underway.
Sound of Miss Keeley Smith and the Indian Love Call, swingin' style, from an album called Camp, C-A-M-P, Camp, which has an interesting collection of things by such other artists as Rudy Vallee, the Andrews Sisters, Sammy Davis Jr., and many others. Just some things from the good old days that's fun to hear again. Camp. Now to the wonderful Hawaiian Islands for our guest disc jockey on this session, and it's to KGU in Honolulu, Hawaii, for the host of the popular Coffee Club show, Ron Cooper. Aloha, Ron.
Aloha to you, Jack Wagner. Thank you very much.
Say, I'm not going to ask you how everything is in Honolulu because it's always beautiful there, right?
Well, it is. I would say just about around the 12 months of the year, the weather is, well, I would say it's probably about the most even tempered climate in the world. We have temperatures that range between the low 70s into the mid 80s. Pretty even rainfall throughout the year. I think it makes a pretty good place to live.
Do you swim all year long, Ron?
No, not all year, Jack. There are possibly 7 or 8 weeks in which the weather affects us and we get what we call the wet season. Fairly heavy rains keep us off the beaches for 7 or 8 weeks, but most of the year.
Where are you from originally?
From Sydney, Australia, the land of Down Under.
Sydney, how'd you work your way over to Honolulu?
Well, close to 10 years ago, I headed across the Pacific to Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada.
Well, CKWX carries our show there. They'll be glad to hear that.
Right. And then around up through Washington State, Idaho, up into the prairie country to Calgary, Alberta, Edmonton, then down to the Niagara Falls area, Ontario, and then back to Vancouver, then eventually down here to Honolulu.
Well, you've certainly been around.
Uh-huh.
Been playing records a long time.
Well, nigh on to 15 years, Jack.
Wow. What would you like to play for us now, Ron?
The great release here from Jackie Gleason, Jack, featuring music around the world for lovers only.
Oh, yeah.
The fine saxophone by Charlie Ventura. I think as we're here in Hawaii, very apropos, Ke Kali Niao, which I think most people around the world recognize as the beautiful Hawaiian wedding song. Jackie Gleason, music around the world for lovers only. Thank you. The music of Jackie Gleason, the strings, the beautiful saxophone of Charlie Ventura, from Music Around the World for Lovers Only, Ke Kali Ne Ao, the Hawaiian wedding song.
Say, Ron, who would you like to give that to?
Well, we've got one of our many coffee club members from the over 18,000 members throughout the islands of Hawaii, Jack, Mrs. Verna Pless. I'm sure I would appreciate a copy of that one.
Good. Well, Ron, thank you very much for being on our show as a guest disc jockey and for playing those fine Jackie Gleason sounds. It was nice having you on the show.
You're very welcome, Jack. As they say here, Hawaii no ka'oi. Hawaii is the best. Aloha, aloha nui.
Aloha nui to you. Our guest is jockey from KGU in Honolulu, Hawaii, Ron Cooper. Now to a very listenable group called the New Classic Singers, under the direction of the very talented Mr. Hank Levine, who is responsible for this nice sound. The New Classic Singers and Sukiyaki. Originally made popular by Kyu Sakamoto, if you'll remember, that was Sukiyaki, Hank Levine conducting his own arrangement for the New Classic Singers on our Silver Platter show from Hollywood. Here's an album now with a pop art type of cover and a comic strip kind of liner note here. It's called The Shackelfords Sing, and surprisingly enough, they do. And to tell us about this group and this album are the producers, discoverers, and developers of The Shackelfords, namely Marty Cooper and Lee Hazelwood. Fellas, nice to have you on our Silver Platter show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
I don't know you, Marty. We've just met right now, but Lee, I've known you for what? Since 1952, I guess.
Since I used to sweep up.
Since you used to sweep up,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, local radio station.
I was
station
your coffee
here.
Getter.
Yeah,
remember?
That's right. Yeah. Now you're a big star and a big producer and everything. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Lee, after all these years. I know
Thank you
were a disc
much.
Jockey in Arizona for a while, too.
Yeah, about 3 years.
Yeah. And you've been writing songs. You've had number one songs and... most recently, the one I think of is These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Yeah.
And this Shackelfords group. Now, tell me about that. Where did you get a name like Shackelfords? I've heard of the Four Freshmen and the Letterman, but Shackelfords.
That name comes from my first wife. That was her maiden name. She's still my wife. It's my first wife. It's
that's her maiden name.
That's her maiden
good
name.
Good thing it wasn't Schnickelfritz or something.
Yeah, that's, or they would be that today. This... there is a It's also a Shackelford County, Texas, where they all gathered. Of course, it'd have to be that, right?
Of course.
And we thought we needed an odd name for the group. And boy, we got an odd name for the group, right?
How many in the group, Lee?
It varies from time to time. You know, there's people that we can find. You know,
so this is not a group
it's
that
more
necessarily...
more sound, Jack.
It's
know,
a sound
yeah.
kind of a thing. I was impressed with the overall scope. Marty, you wrote some of these tunes in here, too, didn't you? Or you and Lee kind of collaborate, don't you?
Well, we collaborate as the producers on this album. And for the group The Shackelfords, I wrote four songs and Lee wrote four songs
uh-huh.
in it.
Now, you have been a producer and a writer for years now, too, haven't you, Marty?
This is true.
Where'd you meet Lee?
The fact is that I didn't have any place to eat because I wasn't married. Lee and his wife used to ask me over to their house for dinner, after which we would get out the guitar and sing and play and have a wonderful time. And we came up with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And after talking it over for about a year, we decided to do it, and we did it.
Now, are you both musicians or both lyric writers or who does what?
Well, I hold a guitar and write with that, both music and lyric, as far as my fingers will stretch.
Yeah.
You know, which keeps the melody sort of simple.
And how about you, Marty?
I play guitar with two hands and three chords.
Very good.
Well, all of you guys are kidding around about this this album with the liner and the cover and everything. The music inside is pretty serious, and it's not terribly serious, but it's not a joke. I think you have a fine... kind of a country folk-sounding group. I don't know what you're calling it, but it has a very good sound. I think we'd better spin one in right about here. So here we have a very delightful, easy-listening track from this album called One, produced by our guests Lee Hazelwood and Marty Cooper, and featuring the sound of the Shackelfords.
One, 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 one.
The sound of the Shackelfords, produced by our in-person guests Lee Hazelwood and Marty Cooper, and that was called One, written by Marty Cooper. And the album is called The Shackelfords Sing. I think you have a very nice sound in this album, fellas, and I want to thank you for coming by and telling us about it.
Golly, Jack, thank you. It's been super.
And zap and blap from me, Jack. Thank
well,
you very
there
much.
They are. Marty Cooper and Lee Hazelwood. Now from the popular New Beatles Songbook LP featuring the Holly Ridge Strings under the direction of arranger Stu Phillips. Instrumentally, here's the well-known McCartney and Lennon song, Norwegian Wood. from the prolific pen, as they say, of John Lennon and Paul McCartney. That was Norwegian Wood, Stu Phillips conducting the Holly Ridge Strings from the LP, The New Beatles Songbook. Onward and upward we go now to Mr. Excitement himself, Wayne Newton. From his album called Now, here he is now with L-O-V-E.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. Can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Newton with L-O-V-E from Wayne's album called Now. Time for another album giveaway again, and it's way up north we go to Elaine Stevens, who wrote that she hears the Silver Platter Show on KFQD in Anchorage, Alaska.
And so it's over. Where did the moments go?
We'll be back with more music from the good albums, visits with interesting show business personalities, and, of course, another Silver Platter winner or two. Until then, this is Jack Wagner in Hollywood speaking for our engineer, George Irwin, and turning it back to the four freshmen for a wrap-up.
So long, so long, so long.